Hey. Okay, I'm on my way home now. I'm driving now.
I had a really good time. It was fantastic. I had an amazing time, actually. Oh, it really, really was. This was by far the best birthday I could ever have wished for. Thank you so much for doing this for me. All of it. It was such a surprise. I can't believe how long you were planning it. Oh my God, you're amazing. You know that? You want me to tell you now? You don't want me to wait till I get home? I'll be at the apartment in like an hour. Now? Okay, I'll tell you now. Where should I start? From this morning? Okay, I'll tell you from. I'll start from when you told me that you had set me up on this blind date. Oh, God, I was so shocked this morning. Oh, I couldn't believe the effort you went into for this. This is insane. So, after you left this morning, I sat and I read through all the messages and all the chats and all the emails and text messages that you had with him. Oh, I printed it all out and I sat and I read through it all, like, oh my God, 10 times, maybe more. Well, I wanted to make sure that I knew everything that you'd been saying to this guy, pretending to be me. But listen, I can't believe how good you are at online chats. Like, I could never have wrote any of that stuff. I don't know, I couldn't write stuff like that. Holy, but you should be writing like erotic novels or something. Wow. Anyway, I read through everything like over and over and until I had it memorized. Well, I know I didn't have to memorize it. I just thought I should in case, he asked me something and something that I should have known because apparently I'm the one that wrote it to him. So, anyways. So, Noelle, after I read it through everything, I got ready to go to the spa. That would have been enough. That, oh my gosh, just that alone, it was awesome. And you know what? We should go back there together. It was fantastic. Oh, that alone was like a great birthday gift. No, I was there the whole day. Massage, seaweed wrap, manicure, pedicure, facial, waxing, everything. They did everything. Lunch. They even did my hair and makeup for my date, so it was great. No, I was there the whole day. And I got home just in time. I got back about 5 o'clock and I got ready. Got ready to go. Yes, I wore everything you picked out for me. Thank you for picking it all out for me because you know me so well. I would have tried on like 20 different outfits before I could decide. So, thank you. Yeah, you picked out the perfect thing. It really was the perfect dress. Oh, he looked at me and his eyes nearly popped out of his head. Yeah, he liked it. Yeah, he liked the dress. Yeah, he liked everything. Good call there. Yeah, he was hot. Fuck, he was really hot. He was wearing a suit. Yeah, really expensive looking suit. I don't know. Hugo Boss, maybe? I don't know. I'm not good with brand names or anything, but looked really expensive. Fit him really well. No, he was even better looking than the picture you gave me. Yeah, he was definitely the type of man I've always wanted. He was dressed like some kind of CEO. But man, you could just tell there was a bad boy inside that suit. Yeah. So. Oh. Took me like an hour to drive there. No, I was there on time. I was there on time and I pulled up and I used the valet and it was a special night, right? So I used the valet parking and I walked in and he was waiting for me at the bar and he said that, you know, I was better looking than the pictures you had sent him. And I said the same. And so then we went to the restaurant and we had dinner. And there was an attraction right away. Like, you know, I could tell that he definitely wanted me. Yeah. So, no, dinner was lovely. We chatted. We got along really well. Yeah, I was flirty. I used all the tricks, everything that we talked about. Played with my hair, you know, sticking out my tongue, leaning over to give him that little peek of cleavage. Yeah. Yeah, caressing him with my foot, and then his knee, and his thigh. I stayed at his thigh for a while, up and down, to his calf again, back up. Oh, by the time I got to his bulge, he was solid. Oh, I could totally count the inches of his hard cock with my toes. Oh, the poor guy. He had such a hard time keeping a straight face. Oh, yeah. Oh, when I brought up my other foot to stroke the other side of his shaft, he was fucking begging me to stop. Oh my gosh, he grabbed my two feet with his hands and he was like, please, please stop. Just wait. I'm gonna come right here in my pants. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a foot guy. You could totally tell he's a foot guy. Yeah, he definitely a foot fetish there. Yeah. So I took mercy on him and I went back to stroking his leg until dinner was over. Yeah. So after dinner, he wanted to walk over to the falls, but I told him that, oh, no, it'll be too cold. I said, you know, I'm sure that we could probably see them from your hotel room. And he said, yeah, they're it's great for you. And so we went up to his room, and he was glad. He was glad I said that. Yeah. So. So as he opened the door to the room, I could feel his hand on my ass guiding me in the door. I walked all the way into the room, right to the window. Oh, he had a beautiful view of the falls. They were all lit up. It was incredible. Yeah. I said to him, "Oh my, the view you have is incredible. Absolutely gorgeous." And he goes, "Yes, you are. You're incredible. This view is absolutely gorgeous. Turn around for me." Fucking nearly melted right there. Oh, I nearly fucking died. So I did. I turned around and I walked towards him, and he had wine in the room already, and he had poured me a glass of wine, and he handed me a glass of red wine, and then he kissed me. He kissed me, and it was just, it was so passionate. Oh my God, it was so passionate. And then he unzipped my dress. And he pulled it down, like, really slow. And I stepped out of it. And he took it and he hung it over the chair. And then he just walked around me and inspected me like he was inspecting a model or something. And I was fucking trembling. I was so trembling. And then he sat me down on the bed. And I went immediately for his belt. I wanted his belt off. And he let me undo the buckle. And I undid the button to his pants. And then he took my wrists and he put them at the sides of at my side, and then he took off my heel, one heel, and he started massaging my foot and kissing my foot and running his hands up and down my stocking legs. And then he took off the other heel. And he did the same to that butt, kissing them. Yeah, he's a foot guy. Definitely a foot guy. Mm-hmm. And then he pushed me back on the bed. And he asked me to wiggle up a little bit on the bed. And he spread my legs apart. And I thought, oh my God, he's going to make me wait. He's going to start kissing my legs and my thighs. And he's going to tease me. And oh, and he didn't. No, he didn't do any of that. No. No, he went right for it. Just like one big solid lick right from my ass to my clit and back down again. Oh, he just like dove in and I was so fucking grateful. I was so grateful. Oh my God, did I come? It was so good to just get right to it because I was like, this is going too fucking slow for me. Yeah, no, that was it. That was like, it just went from there. Yeah, he fucking, yeah, he ate me out like just, oh my God, like he was starving, hungry. He was so good. He was so fucking good. Oh. Yeah. And then when he finally stopped, I sat up and I went for that belt again. And I took it off, like, around his pants. And then he fucking did it. Okay. He took the belt and then he tied my wrists together. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to jerk this guy off and blow him with my hands tied together? Do you know how hard that was? Yeah. So I couldn't. He was like, no, no. He's like, oh my God. Oh. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, fuck. No. No, he tied my wrists together. And then he turned me over on the bed. And he pulled off his pants. And he just fucked me. Like, really just fucked me. Like, no, none of that slow shit. No, just like really fucked me the way I want to be fucked. I don't know how the fuck this guy knew, but yeah, it was incredible. Incredible. Yeah, it was like, oh. So, yeah, so then, what else do you want to know? Okay, well, listen, I gotta pull over. I gotta get something to drink. I'm so dehydrated. I need to replace body fluids here. I have fucking, yeah. I'll call you right back. Bye.